Hello, Facebook, and welcome to the Brian Noonan Show podcast with me, of course, Brian Noonan, and him, of course, Cody Goff, executive producer slash curmudgeon today. Cody has taken on my persona, and I've got to be honest, seeing it mirrored in someone else, it's not attractive. Is this what you've put up with for 10 years with me?
It is.
That sort of just cranky kind of, and granted, you're very tired because you've been traveling.
I'm on 3 hours of sleep.
Wow.
Perfect. It's going to be a good one.
Should be fun. You're a little groggy, but that's okay. We're here, and I'm looking forward, actually, to the cranky Cody, because usually it's the cranky Brian.
Usually,
Not that I don't have gripes, as I always do. I have issues, but it's nice to see you actually personifying your issues, because you usually come in here like, oh, happy-go-lucky, everything's dandy.
I'm always so whimsical, yes. Right. No, why do they make flights at 6 a.m.?
Because people need to get somewhere. Business people take those flights. You took a 6 a.m. this morning?
Yeah.
From Winston-Salem, North Carolina?
Somewhere around there.
Somewhere? Charlotte? Where were you?
No, it was the airport near there. I didn't even remember.
Probably somewhere in that triangle.
I checked in to the airport.
Yeah.
On my app.
Did you? Why?
That's what I do.
Who cares? Who cares if you're at the airport?
My mom.
Oh, all right. Well,
my mom wants to know that I'm at the airport on
Mrs. Goff,
and that I landed at the airport alive.
All right.
Because in a mother's eyes, every flight that your children take is going to crash.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean,
see,
I'm not a mother's.
I guess in a father's eyes, that's not the case, because Molly flew from Ireland yesterday, and I never for a second figured that she wasn't going to make it. I thought maybe she'd be delayed because of weather, but I didn't think there was going to be a crash.
You're not a mother.
I'm not a mother. Well, it depends. If you want to, you know, glue another word on the end of that,
yeah,
perhaps it works out.
Yeah, there's
you keep
that.
Checking. Are we recording?
We're because recording,
you keep,
and
you
I
keep checking.
I flew out of Piedmont Triad International.
Oh, the
Airport.
Triad, sure. The Winston-Salem Raleigh.
You are so well traveled.
I used to go. I was on the road for 20 years.
I know, but that's the road. Airports are the air.
Well, I know that's the triangle of fun down there in
Is
North
that
Carolina.
What they call it?
They don't call it the triangle of fun. I do. They call it the Triad or some such. Tobacco Road, buddy. Right down there in Tobacco Road, as the kids like to sing back in the day, the old spirituals.
I did not bring you tobacco.
No tobacco? All right. Listen, you know, I gave up smoking always, except for a few cigars, which I baffled you with that knowledge last week.
Mm.
Before we go any further, let's remind everybody, you on Facebook and you listening on WGNRadio.com, that next Wednesday, the 21st of December, is the big holiday spectacular, and that will be right here. We'll start it here. We have musical guests. We have Santa Claus. We have other guests, surprise guests. We'll have a lot of things happening, so please make sure that you mark your calendar, and we will keep you updated on that. But that is all because, once again, the Blackhawks that we love are playing an inordinate amount of Sunday night games, so our terrestrial show will not be back until New Year's Day, January 1st, 2017. But in the meantime, we will be giving you lots of holiday fun here in podcast form and Facebook Live form. So there you go. Oh, there we are. Look at that picture. Oh, that's beautiful. Except now, because of the way I have my headphones back there, it looks like I have a fin, like I'm a 57 Chevy. So maybe I do this a little
bit.
My
entire face is a WGN Plus microphone.
Well, push it down.
Yeah, but yeah.
Push it down, then talk up into it.
I could do the upside down thing like you do.
Listen, because I'm an egomaniac. As I told the director at Tony and Tina's wedding, ding, 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 another plug, the other night he was joking about something, and he was there, and there's the guy who plays my brother Jimmy runs the spotlight. And there was a point where he had to be doing something else, so the director said, would you like me to run the spotlight for you during this bit? And I said, well, listen, I'm not opposed to the spotlight. I love the spotlight. But I can live without it. So it's up to you. I like it, but I don't need it. That's the key. Just like here. I like being in the spotlight. I don't need it. I could probably exist without it.
Same with your relationship with me.
Right.
You like me around.
I like you.
But
Well, nah, see, that's to then say I don't need you, that's not quite fair.
That would be
hurtful during this holiday
cynical,
season.
Cynical, sleep-deprived Cody coming
out. Yeah,
up.
That's Cody just
go.
being curmudgeonly. Mm-hmm. Curmudgeonly. Mm-hmm. All right, so you got on the flight at 6 a.m. What time do you have to get to the Winston-Salem Triad Airport?
We were there
Which
before.
Sounds like something the Japanese mob runs. Does the Japanese mob run the airport down there? Did you see a lot of Yakuza when you were there? A lot of guys with one finger missing or an inordinate amount of tattoos? And now I've used the word inordinate twice.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good word. That's the word of the day. That's your word of the day, Facebook. Inordinate.
Do we scream like Pee-wee's Playhouse?
If we use it again, yes.
Okay,
now that
right.
we've labeled it word of the day, if it gets used again, then we scream.
All right.
Either one of us.
I will try to be awake enough to recognize.
Well, maybe you use it.
I could.
You could try.
But then you've got to be awake enough to recognize.
I am constantly vigilant when we are recording this. There's rarely a time, especially now that I have no internet for myself. So I am not. I'm not worried about it.
Wait, no internet. Oh, that's right.
This is
a weird studio setup. And Facebook Live is. There's a loop now. They can see my Facebook on that screen.
Oh, it's blocked by your mic.
No, it's blocked by your mic.
All right. I'll turn it a little in case you're putting up NSFW pictures just to throw me off.
It's not safe for work. Good
right.
reference.
Yes, I use a lot of references. Some might say I use an inordinate amount of references. We had to see if it worked. So we're in this studio for the first time doing the podcast, and I'm in the big chair, which, you know, is where I belong, really. But the internet, I signed in on a computer that seems to run all the monitors. So Cody, having to be in charge of the technical feed of this, now he has control of all the screens in here, so I don't have any internet, which is good because now I'm not distracted. If people are commenting or sending us messages, that's fantastic, and I love to hear from you, but that's it. All right, so back to the Triads Airport, where they, I'm assuming, have a lot of swords and a lot of dragon tattoos.
Because of the Yakuza.
Because of the Yakuza.
Mm-hmm.
So was that not the case?
No, they were running it.
They were running it.
Yeah, they ran a tight ship.
You got out on time?
It was great.
6 a.m. flights.
As long as it's not the Russians running it, it's fine.
The Russians are very busy hacking into our computer systems here.
Right.
They are very busy. Well, according to 17 intelligence agencies, which I immediately discount out of hand because they're part of. Are the intelligence agencies also part of the liberal media?
Hmm.
Or are they just in the pocket of the Democratic Party? One of the two. Either way, that's why I dismiss them. Out of hand.
It's a good question.
17 intelligence agencies. I believe none of them. Zero.
Yeah.
Zero. It's huge. And because I'm a very smart person, I don't need to go to the meetings and learn about that stuff. I'll just catch on because I'm a very smart person.
Or people could listen to this podcast.
Sure. And what?
Other people and get all their news.
They could get all their news. If you'd like, we could go into some fake news. We could make things up.
Or intelligence briefing. We could give intelligence briefings.
Right. Well, sure.
I know.
We're two of the most intelligent guys we know.
Well, I know so much about foreign policy.
Sure.
For example,
yes.
Australia. Australia yes. is developing 12-inch spiders that want to kill you.
Is that right? Well, that's because it started out as a penal colony.
Exactly.
And I don't mean below the waist. I mean punishment.
I followed.
Did you?
I followed.
Well, listen, you may have followed because, again, we consider this an intelligence community.
Mm.
Other people might not have. And they went, he said penal, which would have been amusing. And I'm not above saying penal in another way.
Mm-hmm.
But in this instance, my use of penal meant punishment.
Well,
prison system.
The bar for intelligence community has been lowered significantly.
Listen, there's a lot of intelligence not being used.
Not being communicated.
Not being communicated.
Yeah.
And a lot of people completely dismissing intelligence.
Well,
but that's neither here nor there. There's our thinly veiled, it's not thinly veiled. Come on, people, wake up. I love that the entire country. Now, not the entire country, a vast majority of the country, half the country, maybe.
Some people.
A portion of the country.
At least two people.
Are feeling every day like, you know, when you're at an amusement park or a concert or some sort of event and you see a t-shirt that you think is really funny in the moment and then you put it on and you go, I got to have this t-shirt. And then the next morning when you're back in your real life, you go, I'm not ever going to wear a Fist the Clown t-shirt. So
wow.
you kind of have buyer's remorse, right? This whole thing has been a Fist the Clown t-shirt.
Is it a shirt?
It is now. Some people have told me that it is. Sources tell me that it's a very offensive t-shirt. Other sources have told me it's not the case.
Are these sources CIA or Russians?
Some people say that this shirt may cause people to be offended.
But who are those people?
It doesn't matter. Some people have said.
No, it does
matter. People have told me.
If they're in the intelligence community, I don't believe it.
Well, let me just tell you that there are sources.
Wow.
Unnamed sources.
Wow.
Very secretive. But I'm a fairly smart guy, so I believe them.
I've heard you're a smart guy.
A very smart guy.
I never believed it.
Huge.
Well documented.
It's very well documented.
Both of those things.
Sure.
The hugeness and the
My hugeness in my penal colony is beyond reproach.
There is such community going on right now.
Right now, this podcast is going to be not only banned in Britain, but perhaps we will be taken off the air indefinitely, not by our bosses, but by some force outside of here. Some big force that wants to silence dissension. The clown posse. Not the insane clown posse, but just clowns in general, after my offensive t-shirt reference.
Is it then necessarily a sane clown posse?
No. There can't be a sane clown posse. There's no such thing as a sane clown.
It'll be Insane Clown Posse 2, like Led Zeppelin 2.
You think?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't mind angering the moped people because we got that all sorted out. I don't want to upset the Juggalos, because the Juggalos, they seem like they'd be harder to reason with. Let me leave it at that.
Are you talking about the male prostitutes?
No. Not gigolos. The Juggalos, the followers of the Insane Clown Posse.
What?
They're backers.
This is so meta.
Their army is, I'm leaving it at they seem to me to be harder to reason with than the moped people. The moped people, while angry, still were the leadership, or the more vocal, were open to conversation and reason. Mm. And so we reasoned things out. I don't think that will be the case with the Juggalos. I believe the Juggalos would just want to set us on fire.
So what you're...
And probably would.
So what you're basically saying is you'd kind of like to talk about politics on the podcast, but you don't want to rock any boats, so we're just going to leave it.
No, that's not true. I think we've rocked enough boats. What do you want to talk about?
I don't want to talk about anything.
I don't want to talk about politics.
I'm so burdened
I will
on
just,
that.
I honestly, but I feel, it's like every time we come in, there's some new craziness. So I have to at least comment on the craziness. Even if we bring it in a fun way and then move on to something else. We're not going to waste a lot of time on it. Everybody knows. Everybody who can read is reading. You're not going to believe it if you don't want to believe it. You believe it or not. I weep for this country, but then that's all.
I started to have a conversation with my girlfriend last night. You said everybody knows and everybody's... I think it's being overcovered almost. Like Saturday Night Live last night. Saturday
yes.
Night Live, the Weekend Update... Almost every joke was about the current president and
right.
the current everything.
That's the biggest news.
But that's where it is everywhere. Every news outlet, 90%
right.
of their headlines are about
well,
this
Well, it's a big story.
I know it's a big story, and I get it, but there...
It's going to affect how this country runs and, you know, the agencies for not just the next 4 years, but depending on... who is appointed to what and what policies they are able to get in, it's going to affect this country for a long time. So, you know, the job of Saturday Night Live originally, and thankfully they brought that back, is to satirize this kind of stuff. And if the president-elect wasn't making headlines by doing crazy things, then perhaps it would, you know, there'd be a little more, there'd be some other jokes. But when that doesn't happen, well.
I agree completely. It is the biggest thing going on. It is extremely important. But I think that the attention everyone is paying attention to it is becoming a little disproportional to the point of an obsession. And I don't think that it's productive. I think that it's past the tipping point of being productive. I think if you read 45 Washington Post articles about Donald Trump in one day, that doesn't make you that much more informed than if you read 25 or 30.
No,
you know
you're right, because a lot of them are rehashing a lot of stuff that they, you know, you read this one article about one appointment. Then you read an article about the other appointment, which also has information from the first article about the first appointment. And then the third appointment has information from the first and second appointments. And they're like, well, I've read all this already, but I'm, you know, a very smart person.
And I think there is a risk in an over obsession with it by some people of, first of all of it is confirmation bias. And
sure.
Anyone with a remotely liberal bent, all of this is confirmation. You're not learning anything.
Right.
You're
We're
not
just,
changing
I
your
knew
opinion.
This is what was going to happen.
But 99% of people
I
in Chicago, if they read something like, oh, look what this crazy administration did, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't like really tell them anything new or to make them more afraid. Like, it's not doing anything. And I think that if we just keep recycling this confirmation bias and obsessing over it.
But me bringing up things that happened in the last 2 days.
That's great. No,
that's,
no, no, no.
That's
no, no, no,
new.
You're fine. I'm going into it. I
understand.
Into it. You
and
saying?
Your liberal media, your hatred of the liberal media. See, here's the thing, though. I think that whole bashing the media is a ploy. Because the more you bash the media, and the more you say that the media is giving you wrong information, the easier it becomes for people to then not believe it. Because everything in the media is not a lie.
And that's not what I'm saying, by the way.
I understand.
This is different.
This is what I'm saying.
To clarify.
No, we're clarifying. No, but you don't like the media.
applies to comedy and media,
right.
And even people posting on Facebook, like everyone.
Everything. No,
it's
understand.
Culture as a whole.
We need to step back. But the fear is, my fear is if we step too far back, then it's going to just go on like, oh, this is how it should be. And
yeah.
And deep down, I believe it's not how it should be.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and I know this is lame. So I hesitate to even say it, but what the hell? There's vigilance. There's a hashtag on Twitter, vigilance. And I don't prescribe to hashtag communication. You know, if you ever hear me say hashtag did it, you have permission to punch me really hard anywhere in the penal colony, in the throat, wherever, because that's not true. But the term itself, vigilance, is key to what's going on now. It should be key all the time. We should have always been vigilant, no matter what president was in power. I think more than ever, we need to be vigilant. And so if we back off too much and allow this to become commonplace, then things can happen that we're going to regret down the road. Where if we keep a spotlight on it, while it might get tiresome and at times redundant, which is your point, and I agree with it, I think you have to have that. And it will naturally, things will naturally ebb and flow. Once all the nominations are done, as the confirmation hearings begin, once people are confirmed into their position, maybe things will slow for a little bit. But once policy begins to be made and carried out, then the spotlight will shine again. But I don't think we can ever turn it off and back away and then just say, well, we'll come back to it. We'll check in. You know what? Whatever he's doing, we'll figure it out in a couple months. No, we can't give it a couple months. We got to be on. He's got to know, and the people, and everybody in power needs to know. From let's turn that vigilance here in Illinois too, between Governor Rauner and Madigan and the state that hasn't had a budget in more than 2 years. The vigilance starts at home, but the vigilance needs to be wide and it needs to be nonstop for both parties. You know, if you're an American, you need to be vigilant because things could change. Are they going to change as drastically as some of the doomsayers are saying? Probably not. Let's hope. But there are going to be changes. And a good portion of the citizenry is not going to be happy with those changes. And I think a portion of the citizenry that thinks that these are the changes they want may also not be happy when they're done. There, that's enough politics. For me, anyway. You got any more politics to talk about?
I still think we could take a couple steps back and still be pretty heavy in it.
Sure. But, oh, yeah, no, I agree.
But we agree. I just think
because there were a couple of Saturday Night Live, and I liked the Weekend Update overall.
The German bit was brilliant.
Hilarious.
The German bit was very good.
How funny is Kate McKinnon all the time?
She's good.
Kate McKinnon is funny.
She's good.
She's good as Hillary Clinton. She's good at what's Donald Trump's
woman?
Kellyanne Conway.
Kellyanne Conway.
She's good as Kellyanne Conway. She was good as Merkel. Not the kid from Different Facts. Not Different Strokes. What was? No, that was Gary Coleman. What was Urkel on? Family Matters? Family Ties?
Urkel was on Family Matters.
Family Matters. All those shows are the same, aren't they?
No.
Urkel.
Family Matters is the best one.
I never watched it.
I also like Step by Step.
See, those are your age group.
My girlfriend has never seen Mary Tyler Moore.
What?
And I am dying to show it to her.
Oh, my gosh. Is this going to be another one that we have to add on the movie night? Now we got to watch an 18-box set season of Mary Tyler Moore?
We could just watch The Clown Funeral.
The Clown Funeral is good.
I mean, but growing up...
How has she never seen Mary Tyler Moore?
I don't know.
Was she raised by wolves?
No, she would catch the other Nick at Night
stuff.
She's
only 17. So maybe... She's very youthful.
I tell her that girlfriend. All the time. I'm like, baby, I act like you're 17. And then she gets creeped out and calls the authorities.
The authorities. I'm going to tell the authorities.
Nah, she
calls. Ring them up on the telly.
She calls the Yakuza.
Wow.
She knows they're more effective.
And I would not mess with the Yakuza.
No one minds what the Yakuza or the Mafia does. As long as they're not Russian, you do what you want.
Well, see, here's the thing about the Mafia. Perhaps the Yakuza. And I'm not a proponent of organized crime. That you know of, even though I have a semi full of untaxed cigarettes downstairs that Cody brought up from the Triad Airport. It used to be back in the day that they kept their business to themselves. If you weren't involved in their business, you really didn't know that they existed. You know, if you were an honorary citizen going about your day, you didn't run across a mob hitman. You know, they didn't just wander into the Jewel and start whacking folks. You had to be somebody who had upset the Mafia.
Are you talking about the Jewel on your body or Jewel
Well,
Osco?
No, your Jewel Osco.
Because no one's wandering into my Jewel.
You only have one? Was there an accident?
Any of the Jewels.
I got a deuce.
Wow. No one's running into
I got a deuce and a
Jewel. No one's running into my penal Jewel community.
Wow. That is an inordinate amount of use of the word penal. Oh, Cody's sleep deprivation obviously has leaked over on me.
Interesting. Oh, no.
Listen, you're always interesting. You're fascinating.
Thanks.
Fascinating
I put myself
character.
Down as a humor device.
I know, so that people will compliment you. And then people will hear that and go, did Brian tell Cody he was worried? Why is Brian telling me to Cody? You notice that's stopped. A lot of people don't care if I'm mean to you anymore.
No, no one cares.
Nobody cares. Back in the day, back in the overnight days, they used to get very upset if they sensed that I was being mean to you. Now people are pretty much begging me to be mean to you. And I'm not, and I never was, but they really feel they want to get their best slams.
Hey, Mike on Facebook says, that thing you were worried about, don't worry about it. It's not a thing anymore. I agree. I'm not worried about it anymore.
Don't you worry about a thing. Little Stevie Wonder. Babe. Throw that in there. A little Motown. Motown Monday on the podcast.
Does my computer have audio?
I doubt it.
I don't want to pay you licensing fees.
No, that's all. If I sing it, it doesn't really count because it's not really the song.
Yeah. Not really.
And I think, don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about it. Like six words. I don't think we have to pay for six words.
I don't know that
sung
song.
Sung out of key by a guy who really shouldn't be singing Stevie Wonder ever. One, because I have my eyesight. And two, because I have no singing talent.
Whenever I hear that song... that you did a parody of with Crosstown Classic, I think of your version.
Oh, Breakdown.
Breakdown.
Tom Petty.
Whenever I hear Breakdown by Tom Petty, I think of you singing Crosstown, the song about Cubs and Sox.
I think that was the last parody I did that I realized, man, I sounded really bad.
You really didn't, I didn't think, sound that bad. You're a perfectionist. That's your problem.
I was told that the other night by the director, too, in a different way. He said, your problem is that you're dumb enough to care.
Wow.
Because I was worried about something at the show. And I said, well, he goes, your problem is you're dumb enough to care. And I was like, oh, all right. Perhaps I shouldn't care. Be just laissez-faire about my entire life.
Huh.
Just laissez-faire. We're in the midst. Now, you must have been very excited. Come home. It's the holiday season. Snow everywhere. Were you just apoplectic?
I was hype.
What does that mean?
I was hype.
That's not a word.
Yeah, it is.
It's a word, but not in that context.
It's definitely
It's not
in that,
an adjective.
It is absolutely... No, it's... Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
I was hype. Hype. Urban Dictionary. Go.
But not
Urban
as a... Not in the...
Dictionary. Hype.
No, hype is something you do to generate excitement.
No.
Yes.
This is 2016, Brian. Everything that you ever knew is dead.
When someone gets excited about something?
Yeah, damn. You hype, calm down, homie. That is the number one definition of Urban Dictionary.
Right.
2,000 upvotes.
It's time for me to put my head down.
It doesn't
weep again for this country and the fact that we are now using words incorrectly. And the fact that you have now decided that Urban Dictionary is our go-to for language. For all linguistic questions.
Hype. Fun, rowdy, or wild. That party was hype. I was hype. It's an adjective.
All right. It never used to be.
Well.
So you were very hype. I'm not going to say it. You were very excited.
Literally used to literally mean literally.
I know.
And now it doesn't.
We've had that conversation.
It's rough.
It is. Everything's hard.
2016 everything's was hard. The death of everything except for
yeah,
the Cubs
really.
Winning.
And I think that wager cost everything else.
Mm-hmm.
From Bowie to everybody else down the line to the presidency, everything. Because the Cubs had to finally win a World Series, the rest of the world had to burn.
Yeah.
I blame the Cubs.
Yeah.
And their skyrocketing ticket prices for next year. I like that, Cubs fans. Ha!
I heard my girlfriend went to Wrigleyville recently and said it looks like a wasteland because of all the construction.
Yeah.
And everything's closed and half the bars are now just shut down because they can't keep their doors open because right. rent is, it's just.
Yeah, well, they're turning it into a corporate oasis where unless you got big monies, you ain't going.
That's
and I know that's going to upset people, and I am a firm believer in we don't have the right to go to any event. It's a privilege if you can go to a sporting event or the theater or anything. It's not a right, but it's also if your fans have supported you through over 100 years of sucking, then you finally win it all and you price your average fan right out of the ballpark. That's not cool.
Not okay.
That's not cool.
I'm not a,
you know, and I know every team when they have success raises prices, and I know the Cubs are building a lot of stuff. I just thought when the numbers came out about how much more the tickets are going to be, I was like, whoa, dude, I'm glad the Sox are losing for a while. Still go to a game for cheap. So the holidays are going. The snow is here. Molly came home last night. You flew in. Molly flew in from Dublin yesterday. Finally, she was very happy. I've never seen someone as happy to be back in America. She almost cried. She was so excited to be back in this country because of our abundance and our conspicuous consumption. She said, I can't wait to go to a grocery store because over in Spain, if you go to a grocery store and you want soup, well, they don't have soup at this little grocery store. You got to walk 10 blocks to that one, and that store doesn't have toilet paper, so you got to go to another store. She goes, I can't wait to go into a grocery store where they have everything. They have prepared foods. They have everything I need in one place. I can just buy whatever I want. There's, you know, oh, look at this. We drove by, one of these hot dog stands, but they have beef sandwiches and gyros. Look at all those food. I have one sign. I can just walk in, whatever I want for dinner. It's right there. I don't have to worry about it, and I don't have to pay for a to-go box. And if I want bread, they're going to bring me bread.
Pay for a to-go box.
In Spain.
I ate a bunch in Madrid. I never paid for a to-go box.
If you were
box.
At a restaurant, when we had to pay, when we went for paella and we had leftovers, we had to pay for the box. There were a couple places. Like if you order something to go, they're not charging you for
yeah.
that. But if you eat it, when we ate at a place and said, can we have this to go, we had to pay for the box.
Hmm.
And you also had to pay for the bread.
I know.
Here in America, I know, but in America you don't have to pay for bread. That was what Molly was saying.
Yeah, we've been over the bread.
She's very happy about that.
So she misses Walmart, and people can hear what else she missed on the rest of this.
Yes, because we're going to end the Facebook portion of the program. Did you enjoy it? I hope you did. Will you come back? You better. Will we be back here Wednesday the 21st of December for the big holiday spectacular? You bet your penal colonies we will.
Couple quick comments.
Yes, please
from,
do that.
Listeners, before we sign off, Sue says thanks. She was wondering what to listen to. I hope that was entertaining.
Thank you.
Debbie Lynn Molyneux was a guest on our show recently, commented a couple times.
Oh,
so that was quite nice.
Very
thanks
nice.
For stopping by.
Hi,
Wolfen said that he can watch John Cena punch people out of their pants all day.
That was pretty funny.
And Mike says, with Wikipedia and Urban Dictionary, what more do you need? And I say to that, I don't know.
Probably nothing. Let me add this podcast to that list because it's rule of threes. Wikipedia, what was the other?
Urban Dictionary,
and this podcast.
And the Brian Noonan
and the
Show,
Brian Noonan
web exclusive podcast, spectacular podcast on WGNradio.com
right.
exclusively.
And don't forget to go to WGNplus.com. Look at that product placement right there. That's where Cody's other podcast, Game Life Balance US, lives. So go there. We will talk to you soon. We will continue talking to you on the internet. But Facebook, we're done with you. We've had our way with you. We were all up in you.
Wow.
Your hair is very high. You got the sides cut and the sides and the back trimmed up.
Too short.
I disagree. I think it looks good. But then the top is very still very heat misery.
Really?
Still goes straight up. Did you get any off the top?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I got like at least an inch off the top.
Really? You're kind of going for the Conan O'Brien. Are you going to get it so it flops? Flip, flop, floop, floop.
No.
Floop, floop. Why am I making that sound? That's annoying.
Flip, flop, floop.
Flip, flip, floop, flop.
That sounds different.
We forgot to say this on Facebook, but I want to say it now. Do me a favor. Click on that first tab so we can tell people there's a big contest. Oh, a big contest at WGNradio.com. If you go the first tab all the way over here, can you click on that one? All the way over, WGN Radio? Because I can't control the computer.
What's it look like?
It's the first tab. Win tickets to Tony and Tina's wedding. Not in Facebook, on the computer. Go up top.
Oh, yes.
That's a tab.
Yeah, yeah, there's tabs in Facebook, too.
All right, well, we're not
there's
in Facebook.
There's tabs everywhere. Right, well, I was in Facebook.
I know. That's why I needed you to go here so I can read this. Because if you go to Brian Noonan Show or WGNRadio.com under contests, we're giving away some tickets to Tony and Tina's wedding. Now, I will be giving some away in one of my many fill-in roles, which start next Wednesday, the 21st. But there are we're giving away certificates for two tickets to Tony and Tina's wedding, Chicago, playing on select dates through April 29th. The certificate may be subject to availability, blah, 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 sweepstakes open to the U.S. legal. Well, that's all the rules. But you can enter, put your email in, and enter to win, and then you can maybe go see Tony and Tina's wedding. So we hope that you enter that contest. Good. There's the plug. WGNRadio.com under contest or the Brian Noonan Show page at WGNRadio.com, where you not only listen to our fun podcast, but now you can win tickets. All right. There you go. So she's home. You would have thought that the president or the president-elect or any sort of huge dignitary was coming to our home instead of just our daughter coming back. We not only had to make sure that the entire house was decorated for Christmas, which is fine because now we're done. We were done 2.5 weeks before Christmas, which was fantastic. The trees are up. Everything is decorated. The outside is good. But then we had to clean the house like we were waiting for an inspection from a federal agency.
Wow.
Like DCFS was coming to see if we were actually fit parents to allow Molly to come into this house. We scrubbed everything. And it finally got to a point Sunday morning as we were doing the last, I was like, she knows where she lives, right? She'd been here before.
Now, was this one of those things where, oh, we're having, well, not company, but you know.
Like the word company.
Right. So we're having company, so it's a good excuse to deep clean.
I think it was, you know, a good excuse to deep clean because she was coming home. And then if we do have, like, I brought up the movie night. I brought up the double feature movie night of Bad Santa and Elf.
Yeah.
And it was met with good thoughts.
Good thoughts.
Yeah, sure.
Usually she poo-poos every thought you have.
Right, but this included actually having people over that she likes, so it was met with.
Now, I did just watch Elf, so.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about. But
all right, well, we can still do Bad Santa.
It's always a good film, and we could definitely do Bad Santa. We'd
definitely do Bad Santa.
And there's got to be other. You know what? My girlfriend's never seen Gremlins. I don't know if you put Gremlins in your hopper of Christmas movies.
I've never seen Gremlins.
Are
all
you
the
serious?
Way through.
Dude. Yeah.
I know I don't feed them after midnight.
Maybe you show me yours and I show you mine.
Thwap.
Yeah.
I bet mine's longer and dirtier.
And probably. an overabundance of Christmas movies.
All right. Where can we get, is that streaming?
Wait, wasn't that the word of the day?
No, inordinate.
Oh,
ah!
No.
Yeah. Overabundance.
I can download these things.
All right.
And stream.
Are they on Netflix?
Probably.
All right. Well, I know Bad Santa's right on the, my unrated version is on disc. I still go disc.
And Elf, you know, Elf's a great movie. Zooey Deschanel is so gorgeous in that movie.
She's cute.
I can't get over it.
She's a cutie.
She's cute in that movie.
Yeah. Well, that's her thing.
Being cute?
Have you ever watched New Girl?
No.
Oh, you should. It's very funny.
Yeah?
Very funny.
Okay.
But that's her stock and trade. She's cute and quirky. That's her deal.
So cute. So
like everybody's got everybody. I don't know what my deal is. I'm still trying to figure it out as an actor, what my thing is. But I like that I don't easily have a thing because then I can be anything.
Right.
Because if you're one thing, sometimes you can't be anything.
Right.
But if I'm everything, perhaps I can't be one thing.
It's very Buddhist of you.
Yeah. I sat around in just some underwear this morning on the floor. Hmm. And, you know. So maybe it all came together.
You've been talking to the Yakuza.
I've been talking to the Yakuza.
That's not Buddhism. That's Shinto. I know, listener. Don't worry about it.
Yes, I like that you actually made it listener because there weren't a lot of listeners who were going to go, what? How dare you mix your metaphors, sir? I will come down there and take a finger. That would be Yakuza. That would not be Buddha.
Are they going to take a finger to the penal colony? Or,
no, they take a finger. That's one of the things. How did we get fascinated on the Yakuza? Oh, because of the triads.
I really love the callbacks to the colonies and the communities and all the other lovely things we've done on this episode.
Yeah, it's been very weird.
It's long-form improv.
I guess. That's what people say.
Or sleep deprivation.
On your part, yeah. That's why Molly's not here, speaking of sleep deprivation. Because she wanted to... She originally was going to come down because we're recording this early on the day after she got home. But last night she gets home, and there was a whole big thing because her closest friend was having a big recital last night for school. She's a music major, very talented young lady. And originally Molly wasn't going to be home until Christmas Eve, but because of the final schedule and some finagling, she got to come home early. And then her friend was like, well, now that you're going to be home, you can come to my recital. And Molly was like, well, I'll have been traveling for 3 days. I'll probably be really tired. And I don't know, you know, what if I don't get home? And her friend was very disappointed. And then the friend's mother jumped in and was like, well, can't you just suck it up and cut? And I was like, whoa, okay.
Wait, what? It jumped in where? Was this
on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah. And said something like, hey, you know, should be really like you to be there. You're going to be home. And I was like, oh.
She commented this publicly?
Mm-hmm.
Was she...
Did not make Debbie happy. Make Debbie happy at all.
That's
not cool.
Even if I'm not a parent, that doesn't make me happy.
Right. It's not cool.
No.
So then Molly and Debbie, I guess, unbeknownst to me, which is how I like a lot of stuff in my life, unbeknownst to me.
Right.
An inordinate amount of things. I try to not...
You don't like to know how the sausage is made.
Well, unless I'm going to see Hamilton. Then I want to be in the room where it happens, which is a line from that song, How the Sausage is Made.
Is that in Hamilton?
Yes.
I have not listened to it.
Oh, that's a shame.
I want to see the show having not memorized the soundtrack, because then
I know, but there will be something different. I will feel something different. All right, so Molly, they've been communicating, Debbie and Molly, for the past couple weeks about this recital. And Debbie was saying, you're going to come home. Who knows? One, if you get home on time. Two, you'll be exhausted. Bless you.
That was a cough, but thank you.
Okay. I didn't know. It sounded like a sneeze. I have headphones on.
Me too.
So it sounded like a sneeze.
Well, I hit the cough button. I would have hit the sneeze button.
We don't have a sneeze button.
Exactly.
We have a fart button.
Do we?
No, which we need. But
I'll talk to promotions.
Please do. Get it. That might be an engineering thing.
Yeah.
Go talk to engineering.
Talk to promotions anyway.
So it was all settled, I was told, that Molly had accepted the fact that, you know, she was going to have to disappoint her friend. And sometimes when you're a grown-up, you get disappointed, and that's the way life goes. But she needed to come home and just – her whole thing was she wanted to come home, get pizza, and sit in the basement and watch some movies and relax because she'll have been tired. Well, it turns out she was more tired than expected because she didn't sleep the night before she left Spain. She had an early flight. She didn't sleep the night in Dublin, and she didn't sleep on the flight coming home.
What?
So she said in the last 3 days she had slept maybe 6 hours.
Wow.
So she got off the plane and she was wiped. So we get home. She gets on her comfy lounging clothes. We're down in the basement. We're all going to watch a movie. And then I doze off, and I awaken to them arguing about this recital. And I was like, what? I thought this was all settled. And then I said, I can't stay here and argue because I don't want to. You've only been home 45 minutes. I'm not going to have an argument. So I went upstairs. Back and forth. Well, she'll be sad that I'm not going to the recital, but I'm so tired. And Molly was not feeling well when she got off the plane. She had a sore throat. Imagine your sleep deprivation. Now, amplify that a couple more days, because I'm not negating your sleep deprivation at all. I know how that feels, and you're like, ugh. So, finally, yes, I'm not going, no matter how upset my friend will be. She'll just have to understand. Well, Molly's, because I said, aren't you tired? I'm not tired. I could go. I could drive over. And it would have been like an hour drive to the recital, which didn't start till 7:30, in the horrible weather. And then sit through this recital, then drive home another hour. It's like, are you nuts? Well, fast forward 15 minutes, she's snoring on the couch because she's not feeling well. She hasn't slept. Now she's finally home, so she sleeps. Well, so now she had mentioned that she wanted to come today for the podcast, which we were originally going to do a little later in the day, but then because of your schedule, which I think is wise, we moved it up to a little earlier. She was asleep. So I'm going to the gym, and as I'm walking out the door, she wakes up to go to the bathroom and sees me. I get a call in my car like 2 minutes later. Where are you? I said, I'm going to the gym. Okay, I said, why don't you go back to bed? I've been asleep for 10 hours. I'm not tired. I feel fine now. Okay. Maybe I'll just lay down till you get home. Okay. I come home about an hour and a half later. She's snoring. I crack her door a little bit. She's snoring. All right. So then I get dressed real quick, shower, come here. I get a call halfway down. Where are you? I said, I'm going to the station for the podcast. You didn't even try to wake me up. I was like, yeah, it was earlier than expected. She's coming down Friday for the big hootenanny. And I was like, you needed to sleep. Well, you didn't even check if I was awake. I go, yes, I did. And you were not. So, oh, all right. When are you coming home? So she's now resting comfortable.
Well, good.
Yeah. But she also said, because she was noticing how clean everything was. Like, Debbie took apart the ceiling fans and all kinds of
wow.
Everything.
That's
yeah.
Thorough.
Yeah, come over while the house is really clean.
Yeah. We got to schedule that.
Oh, yeah, we got to schedule movie night quick.
Real quick.
But and Molly was like, did you think the queen was coming? I was like, well, a princess was coming.
I guess.
So we had to make sure. But now, you know, the place is all set for the holidays, which is, it's set 2 weeks ahead, so we're still going to have to clean it again.
Yeah.
You know? Because Debbie does it, like she'll clean the, I scrubbed the downstairs bathroom. I did that one. She did the upstairs bathroom. But then she treats it like you can't use it. And I'm like, I have to use it. Well, don't get it dirty. I have to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't care that you just cleaned it. I mean, I care. It looks nice. I'm not going to, you know, go out of my way to defile it like a monkey in a cage. I'm not going to throw things around.
Yeah.
But, you know.
If it's before a party or something, I'll
go to the gas station?
Go to the gas station, go outside on my balcony.
Really? Just off onto the third rail?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
I'm on the second floor. No one's below me. Concrete.
Run down to the Lou Malnati's? Drop one there?
Next door. Drop one there. Yeah. No, I mean, you know.
We love Lou Malnati's, and I'm not a proponent of using their facilities.
Right.
Without being a customer.
If I use
but if you're a customer, you can use it.
Yeah, if I use a holiday towel, put out holiday towels or something,
yeah.
Maybe I'll use a paper towel to wipe my hands when I wash my hands.
I got that. So, that I got.
Little things. Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, I get. But the toilet's
not,
the toilet. I got to use the toilet.
What you should have done is then when she got home, tell your daughter, you know, you can't use that
bathroom.
Can't
use the bathroom.
Yeah, no.
That'd be like, that was when people, I don't know if you grew up like this. There were people I knew who had like a room in their house, like the living room or the front room, as they would call it, that you couldn't go in. That it was like, they were just like museum, only for company.
I never got that.
Only when people come a-courting.
Never got that.
Yeah, we didn't, well, our house was not real big and there were 7 of us in it. So it was like, I'm going wherever I want.
Yeah.
You know, there's not much room. If I have to sit in here to get away from you, I'm sitting in there. But yeah, I mean, my mom kind of kept that room, she still does. She keeps that room real nice in case company comes over. But you could still sit on the furniture.
Right.
You know, you just weren't, we weren't in there roughhousing. Roughhousing. What kind of word? What is this, 1947? We're going to roughhouse.
Look, we have company.
When you have company, you roughhouse.
Excuse me, I yawned.
No, I roughhouse with the company.
Exactly. Wow.
I only invite people over who are willing to roughhouse with me.
What kind of company are you having? You having the Yakuza over?
Maybe the Yakuza come by for a cookout. We stir fry, have a little something. We drink some Sapporo, which is a beautiful, beautiful beer.
Some sake.
Oh, sake.
Do you like sake?
I don't like the way you pronounce it. But
I don't like it.
You know what? It's been so long since I've had it. I would have to try it again.
I guess it's been a while, too. It was college when I tried it. And back then, I was into, you know, Smirnoff raspberry twists and peach schnapps. Yeah, I
really?
Eased into my drinking habits.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't. No, you know what's weird, though?
No.
I would drink Guinness.
Okay.
So the one beer I would drink is Guinness.
Yeah,
which,
see, and I couldn't drink that in my early
right,
days.
Right, which is a heavy, dark beer.
Right.
I mean, generally, but yeah.
Yeah, stouts are rough.
Yeah, but I went straight to either Guinness or really foofy drinks. Is foofy a politically correct word?
If it's not, I still like it.
I mean, what does it even mean?
I don't know. Look on Urban. I bet it's not even in Urban Dictionary.
I Googled foofy. The top result was Urban Dictionary.
All right.
Synonymous with
fluffy, billowy, or puffy.
Yeah, used to mainly describe a cloud or the mixture between lemon meringue and sodium bicarbonate.
Wow, really?
What?
That doesn't seem right. Is there another definition?
Yeah.
Sure there is.
Upper clock.
Fancy, foofy, or poofy. Oh, what? Person being characteristically snooty, fancy, fluffy, or any combination thereof. That's what it is. Yeah, foofy.
All right, cool. I wasn't sure if it was some kind of
I like it.
Marginalizing.
I hope it's not. If it's derogatory, we don't mean it that way.
No.
If you're foofy, you're foofy.
Yeah.
Everybody could be foofy.
Yeah.
Men, women, children. We've run across all kinds. I was told by a gay man the other day, after he watched my old Malcolm in the Middle episode, that I was a cutie.
I have not seen your old Malcolm in the Middle episode.
I haven't seen it in a long time. I said, are you serious? That was almost 400 pounds, Brian. He goes, yeah, but you're still cute. I was like, dude. He goes, I hope I'm not making you uncomfortable. I said, no. All compliments are welcome. People think you're cute, you're cute. I don't care. Listen, I'm open to compliments.
Why not?
Anybody wants to toss one my way? That's good. That's fine. I forget what I was going to. I had to ask. I have to ask because I was thinking of you this weekend because of your situation. You flew down to the Bermuda Triangle of Tobacco in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and you were with your girlfriend's family. Now, I know you've met your girlfriend's family before, but was it different for the holidays? Do you have any angst when you go down to meet your girlfriend's family or see your girlfriend's family?
No. Last year I spent Christmas with her.
The Cranks?
And then the Cranks, actually. Oh. Her family and the Cranks were there. I don't know why the Cranks
were
there.
That's weird.
This is very strange. But, the first time I met their family was in Winston-Salem for her aunt's wedding.
Oh, right.
Out there. So I went out there and we stayed with her aunt's this visit as well.
Okay.
So we stayed with the same people that we went. That was when I first met her whole family.
Yeah.
Most, I think all her siblings were there.
That's too many to meet
except
the first time.
Oh, I met all her siblings but one, and her parents and her aunts and some other extended family, and I met the whole kit and caboodle in Winston-Salem last summer.
All right.
So I already got that off the list. And then last Christmas, I spent with her family at her parents' house.
Okay, I couldn't remember if you'd done holidays with them before.
So I've been entrenched in the family goings-on, and then she's had family visits, so I'm in with the family.
So everybody's good? There's no...
everybody's
you're still
great.
Comfortable there?
I like them a lot, yeah. It's good. It's very, very different. North Carolina is just a different culture.
Sure, they chew tobacco.
You know,
they eat tobacco, and everything, right? Don't they live in thatched huts made of tobacco?
Well, I did see one thatched hut, but it was half kind of burnt out, you know?
Sure, because at some point you got to smoke your house.
They're somewhat flammable.
There's like, you got the hot plate out? Don't burn the house down. One, we won't have a place to live. Two, the secondhand smoke is going to be bad for everybody.
A lot of Winston cigarettes down there, oddly.
Well, listen.
Winston-Salem.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Does it?
That's the old slogan.
You ever smoked a Winston?
No. No.
You only did cigars.
I smoked cigarettes. I didn't smoke. I never smoked cigarettes.
You do
I would
this,
take a
the,
couple.
The I'm drinking. I'm at
my
a
dad
club.
Smoked. But my dad smoked. Like, my uncle smoked Lucky Strike unfiltered. And sometimes he would have, back in the day, he would tell stories about how his mom would roll the cigarettes for the entire family. That's hardcore smoking.
Wow.
That's like Depression era smoking. So he smoked those. My dad smoked Cools. Those are the first cigarettes I remember. And then he smoked Bel Airs, which I think were kind of menthol-y.
Interesting.
Yeah, I remember those. My brother, I think one of my brothers smoked Marlboro. Only one of them smoked all the time. Dennis, I think he switched from like Cools. He did Cools, so it was a family tradition.
So they ran the gamut.
They smoked. There was brand loyalty, but it would switch. It wasn't like switch every pack, but it would switch over time. There'd be smoking one, and I don't know if maybe one day they just didn't have that cigarette wherever they went, and so they tried something else. And so they would smoke that. But no, Winston was never on, and nor were Salem's. Which was also a cigarette.
Was it?
Yep.
Oh, I just thought that was a...
Nope. Winston was a cigarette and Salem was a cigarette.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think they were all made by the same company.
Well, in terms of you talk about Roland, somebody was having a conversation down there that pack or carton or something was $30 a thing.
Carton, probably.
Probably a carton for the cigarettes, but if you roll it, it sums like $10.
Yeah.
If you roll your own. I mean, you save a lot of money rolling.
Sure, rolling your own.
Yeah.
But then, you know, then you're like a cowboy.
Is that what you're
Well,
like?
Then you also don't have a filter on there. Not that really. I don't know how much good the filter actually does.
Sure.
But if you're smoking non-filtered and you're rolling your own, you might as well just go out to Tumors R Us, get yourself a couple,
wow,
and ingest them yourself.
I can see that.
You know, I'm coming off a funeral of a woman who I've known my entire life, who smoked her entire life and just died of lung cancer.
Yeah.
So I have I was hoping that would carry some weight at home for my wife, who I never smoke a whole cigarette. Still, any smoking, not great. I was hoping that would carry some weight, but
yeah,
it doesn't really.
You know, Salem's got a really interesting, I didn't know about the cigarettes, but Salem has a very interesting history. The town of Salem was founded 10 years before the United States.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's older than the U.S. It's got one of the oldest educational institutions for men and for women, because they have an academy there and one other type of institution there. But there was an all-girls school and an all-guys school. They thought the whole workforce should be educated. So we went down to Old Salem, and we went to the candle tea, which is this Moravian tradition.
What is Moravian?
Moravian is some form of Christianity.
Okay.
That colonized Salem and a lot of the area around there that I wasn't familiar with. They create the Moravian Star. I hope I'm saying this word right. People are going to be
People
listening.
People are going to be on
like,
their – they're going to go crazy.
They're going to go ballistic if I get
they
this
will go,
wrong.
They will be apoplectic.
The Moravian Church. So they have the Moravian Star. You know how some stars at the top of trees have like 50 points or whatever?
Yeah.
You see them traditionally on the top of a
lot
of
trees. Do me a favor.
Trees.
Hit image on there.
Yeah, let me
– Well, maybe if you rolled up, there would have been one on the
pull
side.
One
there.
Up. You'll know it the second you see it.
Of course,
but if you search Moravian Star.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Got it?
Yeah, so there's a bunch of different sides. So we got a Moravian Star to top our tree.
Okay.
Because we didn't have a tree topper for our Christmas tree. So you were talking about Christmas decorations earlier, bringing it back around.
That's how we do.
But yeah, they had a really interesting history, and they were really advanced and created some technology and stuff, and
it was cool.
Yeah, so we got a little history lesson.
Look at you learning things
down
on a trip,
learning things about good old Salem. But yeah, North Carolina.
Now that's
is...
not where they had the Salem witch trials.
No,
those are up in Massachusetts.
Salem, Massachusetts, yeah, which I didn't know until like a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so are we going to see the witch things? And my girlfriend's no, wrong Salem.
Wrong Salem, not at all, not even close.
No,
down the whole coast of the country.
Yeah,
so it was nice. And you stay with relatives.
Yeah, stay with family.
How do you feel about that?
That's fine.
That's my as I've gotten older, back when I was first married, when I was your age, I would stay with family. Now if we were going anywhere, I would stay in a hotel. I need a break. I need some privacy. I just need my space. So I would thankfully I don't travel. Because my whole side of the family's here. My wife's side is also in North Carolina. Or are they in South Carolina? One of the Carolinas. North Carolina.
The good one or the bad one?
Which one?
I don't know. I freak
family?
No.
Or the
Carolina.
Which Carolina is the good and the bad? I'm going to lump them all as marginal until we can sort it out.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I'm going to put them both on the watch list until we can figure out which one is safe and which one isn't. So they're both, I'm wary of both the Carolinas. I've been to both. And I've enjoyed my time in both. Columbia, South Carolina is a beautiful place. Myrtle Beach, beautiful. I've been
Charlotte? You've been to Charlotte?
Charlotte. I have been to Charlotte. I've been to Chapel
Charlotte.
Hill.
Hmm.
I've been to, where did we go see the Asheville, North Carolina? Been there to see a minor league baseball game. So, yeah, I've been all over. I've been everywhere, man.
I know.
As the song goes.
You're a traveled man.
Yeah, I guess I am. Sometimes, do you ever look back? Well, your life is short, has been. You ever look back? I do. I look back sometimes.
Look back at what?
I look back at just things that I've done, where I've been, what choices you've made. You just look back. You go, all right. See what happens there.
You know,
it all leads to this.
You know, if I look back at my Facebook pictures and if I look back at my wall, who was I talking to on my wall 7 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago? Every couple years, it's completely different people.
Really?
Is that normal for people? I feel like it's because Chicago is a very transitive city.
Yeah. Transient?
Transient? Is that what it is? Transient, transitive, I don't know.
Transitive is a property in math?
I know what property it is, yes. This happened to me.
Is that because you're a very smart person?
That is not a thing that I have said. Right. I'm part of the intelligence community.
Ah.
But...
But back to your Facebook wall and the fact that you can't keep friends.
I mean, look at me.
You're very transient.
No, it's real though. Well, I had a friend went to Northwestern, got her PhD, went out to teach in the East Coast. She's gone. I had my old roommate that I was good friends with.
But see, that's what Facebook is for friends who are not here anymore.
Yeah.
It's like pouring out a malt liquor on the curb for the brother who can't be with us.
No, but like the people my 24th birthday and my 28th birthday,
right.
Totally different crowds.
Huh.
Maybe I just am bad at keeping friends. I don't know.
I don't know what to make of that. Yeah, I would imagine my people are fairly similar.
But you were born and raised here.
Right, I was born and raised here, and the people that I talk, I have a very small group of people that I converse with.
Now, when you were on the road, were there people you would see regularly that you'd kind of...
Some club owners, but I'm not, like comics, not really.
Yeah.
There's a few, you know, but I made friends with most of them here, and they, you know, they happen to be in the same business. But guys that I worked on the road with, there's only a few that I'm like Facebook friends with, and I recognize a lot of names and a lot of pictures and stuff. But I'm like, I didn't really know them, so I'm not going to get involved. You know, I don't know. It's very strange. But enough of that. So you stayed at your girlfriend's aunt's. Everything went well. Now you're home, and you got your Moravian star for the top of your tree.
Lovely. And now I'm looking forward.
Did you put it up there?
No, I'm going to put it.
Oh, that you haven't been home
when
yet.
I went home, took a quick shower, ran over here. And
I'm glad you showered.
Well, I figured I should
It probably has to wake you up.
A little bit. Every couple of weeks I should.
Is that? I wouldn't have known either way because I can't smell you. But...
It's a major perk of working on this show.
Probably for the people who have bad hygiene or gas.
Yeah.
I don't know why this came up when I
I'm so glad bad hygiene or gas.
Bad hygiene and gas triggered me that Roger wanted to. Roger wants us to let him know what time to be here next week. So Roger will be here for the holiday spectacular, which will be fun.
Sweet.
But yeah, I don't know why Roger popped into my head during that little thing. All right, so. I think I'm done for today. Are you done for
today?
No
more talk about the daughter's big homecoming. Did you cry?
Well, here's the thing. No, I didn't cry. She was very excited to see us. Here's the thing. So
there's always a thing.
There's always
a
lot of things. No, not with her. Not with her. The whole pickup. Because the flight was supposed to get in, and the times are all times are estimated. So let's say the flight was supposed to get in at 2:10. We got 2:20. We get an email, or we check the website for Aer Lingus. Oh, the flight's getting in at 1:35. Wow, that's good. Okay. My wife says, listen, we have to be at the airport in plenty of time. I said, all right, well, we're picking her up at the international terminal. I know where to park. We walk right in. She comes out, bang. We have to be there. Plenty of time. All right, what time do you want to leave? She gets in at 1:35. I want to leave at noon.
Oh, no.
I'm like, okay.
Oh,
we'll,
no.
We'll leave at noon because it's snowy. Get in the car. I pop in my app because I have Knight Rider for a car now. Mm-hmm. So all my key punches are musical. And it says, as we're pulling away, you will be at the airport at 12:40. I'm like, oh, wow, 12:40. That's an hour before she gets there. Well, she'll have. And I said, plus she has to get off the plane, walk through the airport, get her bags. And then come out because they went through customs in Dublin.
So
you don't have to do customs.
Oh.
They did their customs check in Dublin. So in the International Terminal O'Hare, there is one baggage carousel that says domestic. So their flight, despite coming into the International Terminal, was treated as a domestic. So she didn't have to deal with customs.
Cool.
which is great. But again, still, what am I going to do for an hour? So my wife said, well, maybe you can stop and get a cup of coffee. And I said, me? All right, maybe we can stop at Starbucks and get a cup of coffee. All right. So I say, well, would you rather us get it here or wait till we're up near the airport? Let's get to the airport. I want to be close to the airport just in case. Just in case what? A meteor? All right. So yesterday, for the first time ever, going to O'Hare, no traffic. None. Nothing. Nada. I was in Rosemont, 2 minutes away from the airport, at 12:28, I believe.
Wow.
So I still had it well over an hour. And I thought, well, I said, so I don't know where a Starbucks is, but let's go look. Because I had a vague idea. I knew where some businessy things were, where I guess there would be a Starbucks. Well, I turned the corner on Higgins Road, off River Road. There's a Starbucks right next to the Ram Brewery. And I said, oh, look, the Ram Brewery, jokingly. And there's the Starbucks. Well, we could get a beer instead of coffee. What? All right, let's get a beer instead of coffee. So we go to the Ram. So we're sitting there, and we're having a beer, watching the Bears get trounced, and listening to, we've been to this Ram before. I like the Ram restaurant and brewery. It's good food and great beer. But last time we were there, we sat in the bar area, too, to have our lunch. And there was a guy at the end of the bar that we commented on because he was one of these old guys who's overly friendly with the attractive female bartenders who you get the feeling is there all the time.
Yeah.
So yesterday we sit at the bar, and who is two stools away from us? Same dude.
Wow.
Still overly friendly with the bartenders. Oh, like he's there all the time. Who's working tonight? Oh, Michelle, yeah, I'm going to have to come back because I'm gonna leave and go to another bar, meet some friends, but then I'll be back for the second game. And he's how's school going? So you could tell this guy is there nonstop. Like, his ass is permanently imprinted in that stool because he was sitting in the same stool that he was the last time we were there. Right at the end of it's a big horseshoe bar, and he's right at the end of the horseshoe. So we're having our beer, and we order some armadillo eggs. I was like, all right. It's like chicken and chopped up peppers and cheese and spice, kind of deep fried in an egg shape.
Okay, it's not really armadillo.
No, not
okay.
Really armadillo eggs. Right. So we're eating them, and then Johnny Regular says, I got to ask you a question about those armadillo eggs. I was like, yeah. Because, like, I don't want to talk to you. I'm having a beer. Leave me alone. Yeah. Because you like them? And Debbie goes, yeah, they're pretty good. I said, yeah, I like them. I like when they're in the full jalapeno anyway. Oh, I love them. I have them all the time. I love them. He goes, where are you from? I said, right here. He goes, oh, I thought you would have said somewhere south because you like the peppers. I go, well, Berwyn is south of here, so I guess I am kind of from somewhere south of here. And he's like, huh? And then he goes back to talk and try to make time with the waitress or the bartender, and we finish our armadillo eggs. And as we're – so I have one beer, and I don't realize that they're – big special today, because usually their 18-ounce pints are $5. Sundays during the game, they're only $4. But I don't want another full 18-ounce beer, because I got to go pick Molly up at the airport, which is putting a crimp in my day drinking. So they have a shorty, a little shorty, and I order the shorty. So as the shorty comes and I take a first sip, we get another text from Molly at 1. Now it's 1:10. I've landed. Ah! Bang! Down goes the shorty. And now Debbie's panicking. We got to get to the airport. She just landed. We're literally 4 minutes from the airport. At the end of the block is the airport. I see the airport from the car before we even dream. There it is. Well, Mr. I know where the airport is. I do know where the airport is, but I listened to Debbie because we're pulling in and Terminal 5 has its own parking lot. And it says arrivals and departures. And then there's a little sign that says Terminal 5. And I start going that way. And Debbie goes, it's arrivals. You got to go to arrivals. All right. I drive around arrivals. Well, that's if people are meeting you at the curb at Terminal 5. So now I have to circle back around. And I find a parking spot. We go racing in. And I love Debbie, but sometimes she doesn't ask a follow-up question. She'll get initial information. And then I'll ask her the follow-up, and she has no idea because she didn't ask the follow-up. So have you ever been to the international terminal?
Oh, yeah.
Picking people up?
Yes.
Okay, so you know there's exit A, there's exit B, there's exit C, and then there's what I described earlier, the domestic carousel, all the way down at the end. And we're like, okay, we see on the board the flight has arrived. Now Debbie's like, I said, which door is she coming out? I'll go. I said, maybe we can ask that woman over there at the information desk. I'll do it. Debbie walks over. She comes back. The woman said, all the way down. All the way down where? All the way down this end to exit A? All the way down this end to exit C? I said, there's some turn. Well, I don't know. She said all the way down. So we walked down to entrance C, and maybe I'm profiling. But everybody standing outside waiting for people to come out of exit C was Asian. And I'm thinking, there can't be that many Asians on a flight from Dublin. There could be, but chances are not.
Probably not statistically.
Not
going to
happen.
No.
Yeah, right. I don't think that's me being anti-Asian. It's me looking at the facts and going, this flight's coming from Dublin. I don't see anybody Irish looking other than me waiting for people to come through that door. I'm going to wander back down to the information desk and ask the follow-up questions.
Unless the Yakuza had some business in Dublin.
Well, they could, but then would they have all these people waiting for them? I think they come in more stealthily.
Maybe. Like you said, they don't do things stealthy anymore.
Maybe not.
Everybody knows. It's all about branding.
Yes, you gotta. The Yakuza brand has to be out there strong.
If the Yakuza is listening and they want some LinkedIn touch-ups, I'm here.
Right.
Email me.
Cody does a lot of social media.
cgoff@wgnradio.com.
And he's not above helping out organizations that may or may not fall on one side of the law or other.
I don't ask questions.
Of course not.
Better call Saul or me.
Right. That's perfect. So I asked the follow-up question to the woman. I say, flight 123 from Dublin. Where's it coming in? All the way down. What exactly do you mean by all the way down? I say, exit C? Oh, no. She doesn't have to go through customs, so she won't be coming out that door. Ah, good. Where will she be coming out? There's a baggage carousel down there. Oh, the one that says domestic arrival? Yes. So I go to that one. Yep. That's all. Two follow-up questions.
Was she there?
Boom. As we're walking down, because now Debbie's like spinning around. Oh, where to go? Where to go? And I walk up in my, you know, give her the point. Just point. Point down to the thing. So she starts going. And then I see Molly in the distance. I see Molly just coming to get to the baggage carousel. And I said to Debbie, there she is. Where? I don't see her. I go, trust me. She's down there. And so then Molly looks. And I start flailing my arms like a spastic. Like, ah. And she sees me. And she comes running through the little, they had like, not a gate, but you know those expandable fabric straps that they form lines with, you know. You know, like when you're going in a line and they have the...
Yeah.
Yeah, those kind of
things. She ran through them?
Well, they had a little opening. She comes past those.
Okay.
Where you're only supposed to be on one side if you're a passenger, and then the general unwashed public is on the other side.
Oh, boy.
So Molly runs through and hugs. And then I said, well, you got to get your bags. So she goes back. And now this is where I put myself on the other side of federal law. I don't know if it's really federal law. There was a sign that said, no one passed this point other than passengers. But I knew she had two giant suitcases. So I was like, I looked. There were no security personnel. So I walked through. That's right. Walked right through, right up to the baggage carousel.
Waited for
her bags to come down.
Careful.
Took her bags, left the airport.
If the coppers are listening, you're in trouble.
Too late. Prove it. Get the tape. Maybe this is all fake news. This whole podcast is fake news. If you believe it, you know, you're dumb.
We could have the intelligence community review this podcast.
17 different intelligence communities have listened to our podcast. 18 have said that we were hacked, or they prayed we were hacked because they hoped no Americans would actually talk like this.
Wow.
Out of 17 agencies, 18 have said we were hacked.
That's impressive.
It is impressive.
It's like a record.
That is. It's very, very impressive. So that was it. She interrupted my day drinking, and we made it to get to pick her up. And I also learned that there's beer specials there on Sundays, and that a shorty is only a dollar less. You know, for another dollar, I could have gotten the full 18, but I didn't need the full 18. Just needed the shorty and the full one and an armadillo egg. That laid a nice base. And then I had to listen to all the great things that Molly wanted to do when she got back to America. She talked like she had been in a cloistered convent for the last 6 months where she could not speak. She got in the car and talked nonstop. That's why her throat was sore. wasn't that she had caught something on the plane. She was so happy to be home. I said, did you kiss the ground? No, but I wanted to come out. I wish someone from Aer Lingus had draped an American flag over my shoulders when I got off the plane. I was like, well, did you bring an American flag? No. I go, well, there's your problem. Perhaps if you had brought one, your plan would have come to fruition.
It should be a service.
Yeah, as soon as you get back, they drape a flag over you like Superman or Apollo Creed.
Maybe I start a side business in airports.
That's
for
it.
International arrivals, yeah.
But you'd have, well, yeah, you could get in the terminal.
Well, yeah, it would be like a vendor.
Yeah, a legit business.
Like
you'd have
vendor.
A kiosk, yeah.
Oh, a kiosk.
Nice kiosk.
Airport kiosk.
American
business.
Flag capes.
I would love a kiosk.
That would be nice. Kiosks are fun.
Kiosks are.
Because you can move them wherever you need to. It's like a push cart.
Yeah.
Well, I like the mobile ones. I want to be mobile.
You don't want them too mobile.
Well, sure, because somebody would snatch them.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't want to be snatching my kiosk from the airport.
And that is not a euphemism during the holidays, to get your kiosk snatched.
Could be.
I'd like to. I'd like to snatch somebody's kiosk. I'd like to grab somebody's kiosk, get all waist deep.
Grab them right by the kiosk.
Grab them by the kiosk.
Yep.
If it's good enough for government officials, it's good enough for us.
Why not? The intelligence community has confirmed with me. Specifically
with you, sources say. People have told me that the intelligence communities have met with you.
Yeah, but that's
not I discount that.
Do you?
Yes. You know why? Because I heard it from the media. Myself. I heard myself say it. That was my media source.
That's messed up.
I'm my own media source.
And you don't believe your own media source?
Nope.
Wow.
I am distrustful of all media.
This just got so...
Including the media that I hear from my own head.
The combination of the meta-ness of all of this and my sleep deprivation...
What does that mean?
The meta-ness?
Explain all that.
I can't.
All right.
I really can't.
That we just keep spiraling downward?
My mind is not functioning. The intelligence community is in...
What if right now we're being monitored by the intelligence community?
That's
what if all communications now are being monitored?
Then they're wasting their time.
Oh, they're entertained.
Because
they're like, finally, something of substance.
They're entertained, but there's nothing intelligent happening right this exact second.
I beg to differ. All right, you need a nap. Are you ready to nap?
I think I might be.
Are there any other topics you'd like to touch on?
I'm great.
Negate anything?
I'm post up this podcast and
then
put a Moravian star on my Christmas tree.
That'll be nice, right in front of the dragon.
Very
How's
nice.
The dragon?
Dragon's great.
Christmas hat on the dragon again?
Yep.
Nice, beautiful.
First decoration. First, I took out the Christmas boxes. First thing my girlfriend says is, where's the Santa hat?
Hey, your girlfriend, you guys having some soiree?
We're on a New Year's pre-party. You should
pre-party
come.
Pre-party at New Year. Yeah. What time? I saw that, and I was like, oh, I got to see what time my show is. I have a show that night.
Oh, you have a show on New Year's Eve?
Of course we do. Tony and Tina. I think we might have. No, we were going to have two. I think they canceled the second one, the early one. Yeah.
Well.
So we have a Tony and Tina.
So
you're not far from the theater.
No, very
the
close.
Theater.
Yeah.
So why? So it's just an early party.
It's hard to get people to commit to New Year's plans.
Right. Yeah.
So she figured, let's do a pre-party, a cocktail hour.
That sounds nice.
We can make nicer drinks.
Sure.
We can have it not be gigantic.
Right.
And then afterwards, we can kind of see where people are going, and then maybe we'll tag along with people. Maybe it'll just turn into the whole party.
Maybe.
People will want to stay.
Stay around.
And there's lots around my neighborhood.
There's Lou Malnati's right downstairs.
I would go to the Lou Malnati's for New Year's.
Listen, nothing wrong with good pizza on New Year's.
Exactly.
There's a 7-Eleven across the street. I don't think I'm giving away your location. I don't want to give away streets, but if people are like, wait a minute, I know a corner where there's, he's mentioned that the L runs behind his house. I know there's a new man,
well,
there's
7-Eleven,
and I've seen
everywhere.
A 7-Eleven, not all triangulated like that. Right now I'm giving the intelligence community enough information to triangulate your position.
Oh man.
And to find out. All they need to do is track all the L's. And you know there's people, analysts, who would do this. They would figure out the L routes. Then they would look along those L routes. Where is there a Lou Malnati's? All right, now we found however many Lou Malnati's along the L. Where is there also a 7-Eleven across the street bordered by apartment buildings? And then they'd find you. I won't give out any other identifying marks.
There's also a car parked outside my apartment. A
lot of cars.
So,
both sides of the street.
Well, you didn't have to say that.
I did. I threw two-way street.
Now you're throwing out more info. There's too much intel.
All right.
You're working for the
Russians. Well, you said second floor.
You're working for the Russians.
You told them you live on the second floor. I have hacked into everything.
Wow.
Yep. I have hacked into everything.
All right.
I am changing. I am, let's just say, I'm changing how podcasting is done.
You certainly are, Brian.
I'm influencing the outcome of this podcast with my hackery, my hackjackery.
What is the outcome of this podcast?
That we finish and people go, God, how did they talk about nothing for over an hour? That is, you know, it's an art.
It is an art.
It is an art.
It is an art.
And I would love, one night we should keep a running tally of how many topics we hit. Because we come in with like three and we hit about 48.
I punched them in the show notes. The show notes last week were over 250 words.
That seems excessive.
Yeah, because you got to hit 250 words to qualify for this certain level of search engine mumbo-jumbo
okay.
I won't get into. And our web guy at WGN literally said at one point, yeah, this you'll see a notification that you know it should be 250 words or more, but don't worry about that because that's not realistic for a podcast. You'll never get that.
Ha-ha.
Well.
Wrong.
Well.
He didn't know what podcast he was talking about. Are you hashtagging Yakuza on this?
It's going to be something to do with the Yakuza.
Hashtag Yakuza.
It's going to be something like sleep deprivation and the Yakuza. There you
right.
go.
That's perfect.
Something like
and
that.
And intelligence.
So intelligent.
There's a lot of stuff.
There's
right, listen,
a lot.
I'm going to let you go get a nap because you definitely need to sleep.
I don't like that tired.
You
do
need
I?
To. No, you just, I can tell you're sleepy.
Nah.
That's all right. You should be sleepy. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not like you slept, had 8 hours sleep, and then you showed up here whining that you were tired. Then I would have no sympathy.
I don't complain. It's today.
Today? No, you didn't today.
No.
You will in the future.
Probably.
You will when I can't believe you made me come in on my day off. That's your snore.
Is that what that was?
That was your snore.
All right.
Listen. We're going to wrap things up. Go to WGNradio.com. Go to my page, the Brian Noonan page, or the contest page. You'll have a chance to win tickets to go see Tony and Tina's wedding. If you do not win tickets, you should still go to TonyLovesTina.com. You should then go to WGNplus.com. After you've listened to this podcast and you thought to yourself, I need to hear what Cody sounds like when he's not sleep-deprived, then by all means, listen to Game Life Balance US. That is Cody's other podcast, which is housed, as I mentioned, at WGNplus.com. We always appreciate you listening on terrestrial radio. We appreciate you listening here. Don't forget, on December 21st, next Wednesday, we will be live on Facebook and then posting the Holiday Spectacular with lots of guests and fun. That it. You got anything else?
Yeah, and you can see me at MCL Chicago. Which
what is
a just a theater right by the Vic Theater in beautiful Lakeview.
It's taking a long time to load.
Slash Lincoln. Beautiful Lakeview slash Lincoln Park
thing?
In Chicago. It is. It is called a Very Merry Mother Effing Christmas Show.
Wow.
It
when is it?
It is on
dates.
Thursday, December 22nd at 8 p.m.
Oh.
Tickets you can get at mclchicago.com for about $15. And it's going to be a good show. It's some Christmas-themed sketch comedy. It's generally pretty funny.
Oh, I see you get a free present with ticket.
Yeah. Thursday, December 22nd, 8 p.m. I will be in it. It is one night only. It is your chance to see me playing a perhaps interesting interpretation of Frosty the Snowman.
Wow. All right. That's a night. Then don't come see Tony and Tina that night. Go see Cody's show that night.
You can
night.
See Tony and Tina lots of other
you can
nights.
Lots of other nights. So go see Cody that night. And I wish I could come, but I'm going to be entertaining the masses.
It happens. I'll be in something else in April or something.
It's a hard – theater life is hard, Cody. You
it's
know
hard,
it.
Man.
You know it. You
it's
know.
Hard.
Everybody I emceed a big event last – real quick. Emceed a big event last Thursday, which was fun, Rocking for a Cure for the Leukemia Research Foundation.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm up at Dirty Nelly's in Palatine, and one of the most fun bands in America, Libido Funk Circus, is there. And I'm friends with – they are so much fun.
I've never heard of them, but that's a fun name.
It's a fun name, and they are – if you want to dance and hear pop hits and oldies and stuff, they're just a lot of fun. And they're great musicians. They do their own stuff, too. Not for the shows. They keep it, you know, but they have their own CDs out and stuff. Anyway – I'm friends with a couple of the band members on Facebook, so I keep up with their hijinks, and I always want to see them. But they work every weekend. Well, so do I, so we never cross. And so the drummer and I are having this conversation, because he's like, Dan Milligan is his name, and he's like, hey, how's Tony and Tina's going? And we're catching up, and he's like, man, I really want to come see it. Is it only weekends? And I'm like, as of now, yeah, it's only weekends. He goes, oh. I said, I know. That's how I feel about coming to see you guys. I want to see you outside of this event.
Yeah.
But our schedules don't mesh. That's how it goes.
A nice little bonding moment besides between some showbiz people.
Showbiz folk. Cody, you know, you're one of them. You're one of them.
I have
one
them.
Of them. Have them. Showbiz folk. All right. Go to sleep. We're
wow,
done.
You got to hit stop on that
I'm
thing
gonna
over
hit
there.
Stop.
It's on the top row.
There we go.
So many stop buttons.